And it's the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. And again, I'm your host, Phil Taylor. Joining us is Tony Leah, who is a GM Oshawa veteran, and he's also a scholar and commentator on labor matters. And there's a kind of an important story that I hope organized workers will pay attention to and all people should ask about. We have a thing called the Labor Board, I guess, of Ontario. And it's kind of court of last resort, or where unions and others go to seeking justice. And Tony, there's an important matter that probably is not going to be reported on anywhere else. I guess these workers are in Oshawa. Tell us what their case is and why people should pay attention.
Sure. Thanks, Phil. There's a group of bus drivers and other workers in the municipality of Whitby, which is part of Durham Region, who worked for a company called Pacific Western Transit, or PW Transit, some of them for 10 or 20 or 30 years or more, providing transit services in Whitby, under contract from Durham Transit, which operates transit for all of the region of Durham, including Oshawa, Pickering, Ajax, and so on. And there was this one part of it that they contracted out for a number of years. They said they were going to end that contract, which put in jeopardy the jobs of these 40 bus drivers. And the jobs were not going to go away. Those routes are still going to be part of the transit service in Durham. And somebody's going to be driving those buses and picking up passengers. And it's all part of Durham Region. In fact, the drivers in question were already wearing uniforms that had Durham Region Transit logo on it and were driving buses that were owned by Durham Region Transit. You know, so it's really a case where while they got a paycheck from a third party, they really were part of the workforce of Durham Region Transit. They were members of Unifor Local 222, as were all the employees of Durham Region Transit that get a paycheck directly from Durham Transit. All members of Local 222, all paying dues to Local 222, and in the case of this Whitby group, some of them for 20 or 30 years. They expected, and I think anybody would expect, that their union would fight for them to maintain their jobs when this transition happened, that they were already doing. But in fact, the union decided that they were not going to do that, that they would rather have those workers lose their jobs and have to apply to Durham Transit to be hired and maybe be hired or maybe not. And if they were hired, it would be as brand new employees at the bottom of the seniority list. And they really connived to do this. They negotiated an agreement, which meant that that's what would happen, without the knowledge or participation of any of the bus drivers in Whitby, who were desperately trying to find out what was going on and what their union was going to do for them. And by the time they found out, it was too late. The transition has happened now. Only about 30 of the drivers have been hired. The others have not. And those who have been hired have started at the bottom of the seniority list. And I'll give you one example. A worker, a driver who drove buses in Whitby for 19 years and had finally gotten onto a shift where he had his weekends off and was on steady days, was hired by Durham Transit, but is now working a job where he has to work on Saturdays and Sundays. And on his regular shift, he starts at 4:20 in the morning and works 4 hours. And then he's off for 6 hours. And then he has to work another 4 hours. And this is, you know, after 19 years. Well, that group of workers have taken a case to the Labor Relations Board, as you mentioned, asking the board for an order that the union violated its duty for fair representation of those workers and order some kind of resolution that would respect their seniority and their jobs.
So this, and this is scheduled for when? When will this happen?
Well, it's in process now. There was an attempt at mediation this past week, which did not resolve anything. The other party did not even offer anything. So I believe it will be scheduled for a hearing within the next few months.
You write about this some. You have written about it, right?
I will be writing about it, yes.
And where can people find that?
I believe that there'll be something on the Unifor Solidarity Network website, solinet.ca. If people check there, there will be some material there.
Tony Leah, Unifor veteran and author, thank you very much.
Thanks, Phil.